Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar and today Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Zayin, the seventh Perek El Ne'amarin. The Zichud Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three daps we're going to focus on them, and Ramirez says that when Klal Yisrael stood by the Yam Suf, the Shvatim were arguing who would go in first. Kafet Shifto Shev Ben Yamin Vayaru Yam Tchila. Then the Shevet of Ben Yamin jumped forward and descended first into the sea, as it says, Sham Ben Yamin Sa'ir Rodem. There, Binyamin, the youngest, rules them, which the Gemara darshans as Rud Yam. He descended into the sea. By Yusari Yehuda Rogmim Osam, the officers of Yehuda began stoning them. As that pasuk concludes, Sari Yehuda Rigmasam, the officers of Yehuda stoned them. Therefore, Binyamin Hatzadik married to be host for the Shekhinah, because the Aron was in the Kosher Kadoshim in his territory, as it says in Moshe's Bracha to Binyamin. Uven Ksefav Shachin, and between Binyamin's shoulders, Hashem rests. Pointing to Rav Yehuda disputes Rav Meir's account, the incident was not that way. Rather, this Shevet was saying, I will not descend first, and this one was saying, I will not descend first. Kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadab, v'yardu yam tchila. Nachshon ben Aminadab jumped forward and descended first. The Gemara quotes Psukim describing Nachshon's desperate tefillah. Moshe too was davening at length until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yididai tovim b'yam v'ata marach b'tfilu afanai. My dear ones are drowning in the sea and you're davening at length before me? Moshe said, Rabbono Shalom umma b'yadi lasos, Master of the world, but what is in my power to do? Hashem told him to travel forth and lift his staff and split the sea. He concludes, L'ficha zach Yehuda lasos memshal b'Yisrael. Therefore, Yehuda merited to establish sovereignty in Yisrael, as it says, Hais Yehuda l'kadsho Yisrael memshal asav. Yehuda became Hashem's sanctified one to rule over Yisrael, his dominions, the reason for which is given in the following pasuk, Mishum de Bayam Rabbi Yanos, because the sea saw and fled when Nachshon jumped in. And point number three was taught in a brace that at Har Gerizim and Har Ebal, there was a general bracha. Baruch Hashem Yakim as Divrei HaTorah Azos, blessed is he who will uphold the words of his Torah. And a general curse, Aru Asher Yakim, and so on, as well as a specific bracha and a corresponding klala for each of the mitzvahs. Additionally, each mitzvah includes four commandments, Liyomod, Lulamed, Lishmer, Velasos, to learn, to teach, to guard, and to perform, for a total of 16. These 16 mitzvahs are made at two other times, in Sinai and in Arvos Moav. Nimsa Memches Brisos Okom Mitzvah Mitzvah. It emerges that there are a total of 48 covenants for each and every mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon does not consider the covenants of Har Gerizim and Har Ebal because he maintains that Yeshua only said the mitzvahs listed there and inserts instead the Ohel Moed and holds that all the mitzvahs were repeated there. The Gemara explains their machlokas. Another Tana quotes Rabbi Shimon as adding that every mitzvah had 48 covenants times 603,550, the number of adult males present, because every Jew accepted the responsibility, arvus, for every other Jew's observing the commandments. Rebbe goes further and says that each of these must be in turn multiplied by an additional 603,550. And the Gemara explains that Rebbe holds that each Jew was an arva de arva, a guarantor for a guarantor, meaning he accepted the responsibility even for every other Jew's responsibility for each other's mitzvahs. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Meir says that when Klal Yisrael stood by the Yam Suf, the Shvatim were arguing who would go in first. Kafet Shifto Shev Ben Yamin Vayaru Yam Tchila. Then the Shevet of Ben Yamin jumped forward and descended first into the sea, as it says, Sham Ben Yamin Sa'ir Rodem. There, Ben Yamin, the youngest, rules them, which the Gemara darshans as Rud Yam. He descended into the sea. By Yusari Yehuda Rogmim Osam, the officers of Yehuda began stoning them. As that pasuk concludes, Sari Yehuda Rigmasam, the officers of Yehuda stoned them. L'ficha Zach Binyamin Hatzadik V'nasi Ushpizkan L'Gvura. Therefore, Binyamin Hatzadik married to be host for the Shekhinah, because the Aron was in the Kosher Kadoshim in his territory, as it says in Moshe's Bracha to Binyamin. Uven Ksefav Shachin, and between Binyamin's shoulders, Hashem rests. Pointing to Rav Yehuda disputes Rav Meir's account, the incident was not that way. Rather, this Shevet was saying, I will not descend first, and this one was saying, I will not descend first. Kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadab, v'yardu yam tchila. Nachshon ben Aminadab jumped forward and descended first. The Gemara quotes Psukim describing Nachshon's desperate tefillah. Moshe too was davening at length until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yididai tovim b'yam v'ata marach b'tfilu afanai. My dear ones are drowning in the sea and you're davening at length before me? Moshe said, Rabbono Shalom umma b'yadi lasos, Master of the world, but what is in my power to do? Hashem told him to travel forth and lift his staff and split the sea. He concludes, L'ficha zach Yehuda lasos memshal b'Yisrael. Therefore, Yehuda merited to establish sovereignty in Yisrael, as it says, Hais Yehuda l'kadsho Yisrael memshal asav. Yehuda became Hashem's sanctified one to rule over Yisrael, his dominions, the reason for which is given in the following pasuk, Mishum de Vayam Rabbi Yanos, because the sea saw and fled when Nachshon jumped in. And point number three was taught in the brace that Har Gerizim Nahar Eval, there was a general bracha. Baruch Hashem Yakim as Divrei HaTorah Azos, blessed is he who will uphold the words of his Torah, and a general curse, Aru Asher Yakim, and so on, as well as a specific bracha and a corresponding klala for each of the mitzvahs. Additionally, each mitzvah includes four commandments, Liyomod, Lulamed, Lishmar, Velasos, to learn, to teach, to guard, and to perform, for a total of 16. These 16 mitzvahs are made at two other times, in Sinai and in Arvos Moav. Nimsa Memches Brisos Al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. It emerges that there are a total of 48 covenants for each and every mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon does not consider the covenants of Har Gerizim and Har Eval because he maintains that Yeshua only said the mitzvahs listed there and inserts instead the Ohel Moed and holds that all the mitzvahs were repeated there. The Gemara explains their machlokas. Another Tanakh quotes Rabbi Shimon as adding that every mitzvah had 48 covenants times 603,550, the number of adult males present, because every Jew accepted responsibility, arvus, for every other Jew's observing the commandments. Rebbe goes further and says that each of these must be in turn multiplied by an additional 603,550. And the Gemara explains that Rebbe holds that each Jew was an arva de arva, a guarantor for a guarantor, meaning he accepted responsibility even for every other Jew's responsibility for each other's mitzvahs. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Zayin, and a standard Siman is laser tag, laser tag. So here goes. The fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them to win the coveted 48 Covenant prize. So once again, it's a motion. The fierce laser tag competition, laser tag, that must be more Daf Lamed Zayin. The fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, which reminds us, Ramir says that Shiva Binyamin jumped into the water first and the officers of Yehuda began stoning them. The Gemara continues that Binyamin and Tzadik merited to be host for the Shekhinah because the Arn was in the Kush Kadashim in his territory. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped in first. Therefore, Yehuda merited to establish sovereignty in Yisrael, as it says, "Haisi Yehuda Akadsho Yisrael Mamshalosav." Yehuda became Hashem's sanctified one to rule over Yisrael, his dominions. The reason for which is given in the following pasuk, Mishum de Hayam Rav Yanos, because the sea saw and fled when Nachshon jumped in. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some team shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them to win the coveted 48 Covenant prize. Which reminds us, there's a machlokes about the number of brisos for each mitzvah, one being that there were 48 covenants. And we also learned about the concept of arvus, that every Jew took responsibility for the mitzvah observance of every other Jew. So once again, the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them to win the coveted 48 Covenant prize. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, that must mean we're in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that tefillah can be said in any language. And the Gemara explains, Rakamehi, it's a request for Hashem's mercy, therefore, kol hekid the boy, matzli, however he wants, he can pray. Rashi adds that in the language he understands, he'll better focus. The Gemara asks that Rav Yehuda said, Lo'olam al yusha adam tzrachim b'loshon ramis. A person should never ask for his needs in Aramaic, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Malachim do not attend to his tefillah in Aramaic because they don't know it. The Gemara answers, Haba Yachid, Haba Tzibor. This advice against davening in Aramaic is for a single person praying alone, whose prayer requires the help of Malachim. So the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, because the ship got lost at sea, trying to follow the confusing directions to Tudus and mountains, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about the location of Har Gerizim and Har Eval. So the peg-leg pirate on the red pirate ship, mistakenly praying in Aramaic for help, because the ship got lost at sea, trying to follow the confusing directions to two distant mountains, thought he was seeing a mirage in the distance of a golden box being carried on dry land across a river. Which reminds us, a Braisa describes how Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Every day the Aron traveled behind two groups, but today it traveled first. Every day Levim carried the Aron, but today Kohanim carried it. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders. Ladders? That must mean we're in Dov Lamadalid. The foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky, which reminds us there's some halachos on how the waters piled up when Bnei Israel crossed the Yarden. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon said the waters piled up higher, crests above crests, until all the kings of the east and west saw them. The pasuk describes a reaction that their hearts melted and they no longer had any spirit in them because of Bnei Israel. So the foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky. For a people carrying huge stones and massive grape clusters, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the stones that were raised from the Yarden and the enormous size of the fruit brought by the Meraglim. So the foreign king sitting on top of extremely tall red ladders, who felt the hearts melt when they saw the waters of a river off in the distance pile high to the sky, for a people carrying huge stones and massive grape clusters, didn't notice the spy sneak by, who began to daven, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kalv separated from the plot of the spies and went and prostrated himself on the graves of the Avos. He said to them, Avosai bakshai rachamim she'anatzel ma'atzis meraglim. My fathers asked for mercy for me that I should be saved from the spies' plot. Regarding Yehoshua, Moshe already asked for mercy for him, for it says, Yikra Moshe Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, and he called Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua, meaning to say, Hashem Yoshia Chama Atzis Meragim, Hashem should save you from the plot of the spies. Daf Lamed Hei, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hei is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The children's choir, that must be more Daf Lamed Hei, a children's choir singing la la la. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die, which reminds us, the Meraglim said, Eretz Ochelos Yoshvei, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants because they saw important people of the Kanani die, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intended that the spies would not be noticed because the people were preoccupied with the burials. They also said that they were grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants. The people accepted the report and cried that night, which was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hem bachu b'chiyu shochinam, v'aniek b'elohem b'chiyu ledoros. They wept a weeping without cause, and I'll establish for them a weeping for generations. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding on to a golden box, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that when Klal Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim bearing the Aron who had been standing in the eastern side of the river stepped back onto that east bank across from Klal Yisrael. Nasa Aron is Nosa Va'avar. The Aron then carried his bearers and crossed. Uzzah was punished regarding this concept when he reached out to take hold of the Aron when it shook during his transport to Yerushalayim. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding onto a golden box above a large stone inscribed with 70 languages, which reminds the Gemara brings him a look as how the Torah is inscribed on the stones. Daf Lamed Vav, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The nation flying miraculously on lulavim, lulavim, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the miracles that were done on the day Bnei Israel crossed the Yarden, including coming to Har Gerizim and Har Eba on the same day, despite it being more than a 60 mil journey, and anyone who stood against them immediately lost control of his bodily functions from terror. So the nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away caught the attention of a worker in a house alone with his master's wife, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened between Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, and that he received an additional hate to his name for being Makadesh Shem Shemayim. So the nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away caught the attention of a worker in a house alone with his master's wife, who was rushing out to take his course on how to learn 70 languages, which reminds us how Yosef was taught 70 languages by Gavriel, and of the oath he swore not to reveal that Paro could not learn Lashon HaKodesh. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which do we know that the Aron carried those that carried it across the Yarden? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number two, which do we know that Kalev davened at the Kever of the Avos to be saved from the Meraglim's plot? That's on Daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number three, which daf do we have a machlokas about the number of brisos of covenants for each mitzvah and the concept of arvus? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number four, which daf do we have about all the nisim that occurred on the day the Yidden crossed the Yarden, such as reaching Har Gerizim and Har Eval, which were over 60 mil away? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number five, which daf do we have when, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into Yom Suf first? That's on daf Hamad Zayin. Good number six. Which stuff do you want to buy? The Meraglim said, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvei. It's a land which consumes its inhabitants. That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number seven. Which stuff do you want to buy? How the Aron crossed the Yarden. That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good number eight. Which stuff do you want to buy? It was Gabriel that taught Yosef 70 languages. That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff do you go in according to Rabbi Meir was Sheva ben Yamin who jumped first into the Yom Suf? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good number 10. Which stuff do you have in Machlokas? How the Torah was inscribed in 70 languages on the stones? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthum Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.